Well, purely to do with my new responsibilities. I was lucky enough to be appointed to the new Shadow Cabinet as the Shadow Secretary of State for Scotland, and whilst I did the Foundation of Hearts and my role on the board at the club in my spare time. My spare time is now even more limited, and I just feel it's time, when the club's in such a good position and the FOH is at a real development stage pushing for 10,000 members, that they should really just now find a new chair and a new board member that can take and dedicate more time to it.
And of course, your job has been quite demanding, and you won't always be in Edinburgh.
Oh, well, that's true, yes. I spend Monday to Thursday in London at Parliament every week, and that takes up an awful lot of time and time commitment. But also my first port of call is always to my constituents who re-elected me a few weeks ago. So they are top priority in all of this. But also, you know, I feel that the club and the foundation need someone who can be spend much more time dealing with what is a very good foundation, but there's a lot of challenges ahead and the drive towards 10,000 members, and that's probably best taken forward by a new chair and a new member on the board of the foundation.
Tell us a little bit about your, you know, time and relationship with Hearts then. You've obviously enjoyed and welcomed that progression, as you say, the promotion and everything. It's a great time for the club just now, isn't it?
Well, it's been a dream, really, because it's just over 12 months since the club came out of administration, and to win the championship so comfortably in the end, and then to be looking forward to the Premier League with a club in such fine fettle is a great achievement for everyone involved. And for the foundation to have more members today than they've ever had just shows the commitment that the supporters have put into the club that have enabled it to convince Anne Budge to purchase the club and to be its chief executive. So it's a fantastic time for the club. We look forward to next season, and every single supporter of the football club should be incredibly proud that they've managed to save their own club.
In terms of, you know, your contribution, I guess you've played quite a crucial role in that.
Well, it's always a team game in all of these things. I came into the foundation nearly 3 years ago now, and we tried to put together a package of measures that would have convinced at that time the old regime to sell the club to the supporters. But obviously, when the crisis hit the administration and the club was really in its last days of existence, that's when the fans really galvanised together, put their money into the club yet again, and managed to convince the Lithuanian authorities and everyone else involved to get the club out of administration. So I'm proud to have played a small part in that, but certainly all the credit goes to the supporters who managed to pull it together.
And of course, you'll continue to support the club in any way that you can, I suppose, when duties permit.
Well, absolutely, and my door's always open to the foundation, the club, or any supporters' organisation, for that matter, of any club, to give advice on how they can take forward supporter ownership. And I'll have a watchful eye across the foundation. My door will always be open if they're requiring any advice. Now we'll go back to watching the football with my brother in the stand, which is much more pleasurable than worrying about finances and how much a goal or a throw-in might cost a club. So maybe go back to my old routine of just enjoying the football for a change.